It's time for Live and Local, your connection to local music and more. It's called that, by the way, for a couple of reasons, mostly because we encourage you to go out and hear live music in your local area, but also because we often do have live performers on the show, and we are promoting both local performances by local artists, but also by visiting artists. And in the case of today's guest, he is a visiting artist to the town of Bement at the Bement Country Opry. His name is Wade Benson Landry, and currently lives and works primarily in Branson, Missouri, where he has a show called Swing and Cajun Style. And he and his wife, Teresa, coming to the Bement Country Opry tomorrow night at 7 o'clock to perform with the band there. We'll hear some examples of his work in particular and some of hers as well, and talk to him on the show a little later on. First, some music featuring a guest who we had, I think it was last week, I lose track already. Pianist Rich Ridenour was with the Danville Symphony Orchestra for an evening of music from film. This is a tune by Duke Ellington, arranged by Rich Ridenour, called Take the A-Train. Rich Ridenour with the Richmond Symphony Orchestra and conductor Guy Victor Bordeaux here on Live and Local. Pianist Rich Ridenour, who also arranged that music by Duke Ellington, Take the A-Train, with the Richmond Symphony Orchestra of Richmond, Indiana, conducted by Guy Victor Bordeaux, here on Live and Local. Rich Ridenour is with the Danville Symphony Orchestra at their season-ending concert just a bit ago. And was my guest here on Live and Local. And my guest on today's program will be Wade Benson Landry. He is bringing his Cajun-style country music to the Bement Country Opry for one show tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And joining him will be his vocalist wife, Teresa Landry. Wade Landry has played with a lot of country music greats, including Loretta Lynn, the Oak Ridge Boys, Dolly Parton, Porter Wagoner, George Jones, Tammy Wynette, and has been on a number of well-known television shows. Tonight Show, Reach for the Stars, Live from the Grand Ole Opry, a PBS program, and much more. And he's been in Branson, Missouri for a while now, playing with some other performers, and just for the last few years has had his own show called Swingin' Cajun Style in Branson. And we'll be talking to him in just a few minutes. Support for today's program on FM 90.9 comes from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide array of foods from around the world, including cheeses, olives, spices, hot sauces, olive oils, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. We just heard a tune called Jambalaya with Wade Benson Landry and his band, and they are going to be at the Bement Country Opry this Saturday evening at starting at 8 o'clock, and they're part of what's being called a Branson-style show for the simple reason that he is one of the performers in Branson, Missouri, and he's on the phone with us right now. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good afternoon to everybody out there. It was a pleasure to be here. We're going to play music that'll make you holler, hey!
And You call it I refer to it as the Wade Benson Landry Band, but how do you bill yourself?
The name of the show is Swingin' Cajun Style. And what it is, it's all the music that I grew up playing down in South Louisiana. My dad was a musician, and he saw at an early age how much I was interested in it. So naturally, I followed in the footsteps and spent many years in Nashville working there until finally I came to Branson to do more of my own show. And it's at the Godden Country Theater. And we work that theater Monday through Friday, April through December, so that enables us to hit the road on the weekends. And the folks at the Big Men Opry, Miss Sandra Woolley and the gang out there, they had us last year, and we had such a good time and didn't get arrested or nothing, so they had us back for this year.
Do you often get arrested?
Well, no. No, but it's one way to judge the level as to whether or not we're having fun. Now, that could be a Cajun thing. I'm not quite sure.
So you didn't have enough fun to get arrested, is that it? Or the more fun you have, the less likely you are to.
I guess that's what it is. I don't know. Maybe I went to bed too early or something.
When you said your dad picked up on your interest in music, how did you show that interest?
I first showed it as a young boy just having a guitar. Then I found a set of drums in his closet, and I pulled them out, and I started messing around with them one day. And my mother told him, said, "Hey, that boy can keep a beat." So he started working with me, you know, and naturally he said, because my father was a weekend warrior, you know, and always played music all of his life on a local level, television shows and nightclubs and, you know, things like that. So I guess the drums was the first thing, and I was 10 years old when I started playing drums in his band. And there happened to be a fiddle player on that band that was quite a performer, a real showman. And that really interested me in being a front man that way, you know. So along the way, I've kind of learned to do it all. But that's how it all got started, was with my dad.
And what did he have, a particular instrument or multiple instruments?
Yeah, he mainly played guitar and fronted the band is what he did. But along the way, he had played bass in some bands. He actually started out on drums. And he knew a little bit about the fiddle, and, you know, one of these natural musicians that if he had an interest in learning it, it would come about, it would happen. All you have, if a musician that can play by ear, if he's interested in learning an instrument, all he's going to have to do is hold one in his hands for a while, and eventually he'll figure out the patterns and figure out the scales.
That's a nice kind of musician to be. I sort of envy that sort of person.
Well, and at the same time, you'll learn that the problem with that, and this is what happened with me on the fiddle, is I learned how to run on it before I learned how to crawl. By that I mean I didn't learn the basic scales and the proper way of learning the technical part of that neck. That didn't come for me until way later. Because actually what I wanted to do was saw that fiddle real hard and real fast and get a lot of energy going out of it, you know.
Sure, just so, like every kid.
Exactly. That's right. I just wanted to have fun with it. That's exactly right.
But you did. Yeah, go ahead.
And it's because of hanging around with great musicians that understand, hey, this kid may have a talent, but he needs to learn the basics. He needs to learn why it performs the way it does. And then that way you can get more out of it. So after years of being around musicians, I finally realized the scales is where it's at as far as knowing what to do. That way what comes into your head, you can go right for it because you know where it's at on the neck. So that's the way it works for me anyhow. So
somebody did grab hold of you and say, "Look, this boy needs some discipline."
Well, actually I realized that myself because I couldn't play what I wanted to play. But when I decided, when I learned from other guys, he said, "Well, it's because you don't know the positions. You don't know the neck." So once I learned the scales, well, then things came a whole lot easier, and you know. But that's the advice I give to any young player is learn those scales because that's what it's all about. But I wish I would have learned to read music a whole lot better than I can. I understand it. I don't practice it. But coming up from a country music background, it's hard to associate with readers because there's not a lot of that in country music. Most country music musicians play by ear.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad to hear you talk about the scales because I conduct a youth orchestra over here, and I'm always preaching the value of learning scales, and usually I get blank stares, but it's important in all kinds of music.
That's right, exactly, because then it's a whole lot easier to figure out anything once you go that way with it, you know. But, you know, it's played its part. It's taken its toll at times because, you know, sometimes it takes me a little longer to learn something like I'd like to, whereas if I would have known how to read it, I'd have been able to figure out Joe Venuti stuff right off the bat, you know, and Stephan Grappelli and all these great jazz violinists that I love to listen to that I don't have any idea how they're doing what they're doing until I can put it on paper and kind of slowly figure it out, you know.
Right, take it off the record, and so obviously your ear is well-developed.
Well, thank God for that, yes. I've been able to be with musicians that encourage that, and that just simply comes along by playing. We have a great example is I have my nephew, who's 22 years old, that plays drums and Cajun accordion in our band in Branson, and he's kind of at that same stage. The only difference is he took it seriously through high school and did learn how to read music and understand the staff and everything. But now he's having trouble because he's doesn't have the confidence that it takes to just go ahead and sing that part, because you got a sharp enough ear, you'll learn it, you'll figure it out. So I got to push him sometimes, but same way as the guys did me when I was his age. So it's kind of fun to watch him grow and experience it, you know, because he does have a great ear, and he will learn to sing harmony parts just off the top of his head, simply because of the natural talent that God gave him, you know.
Well, it's an interesting challenge to try to combine those two things. We had a show just the other day where somebody commented that it can be unusual to have somebody who reads really well and also improvises and also has that, you know, sort of a free ear.
Right.
And the other way around. So it's great when you can combine those things at any level.
That's what I appreciate about jazz musicians, because most of those players are reading musicians, and they understand that, and at the same time, they learn to let that ear, you know, take over, let the heart take over and just play. Well, a great example are all the great jazz musicians that I listen to, people like Stephan Grappelli and Joe Venuti, that are exactly that kind of player.
Your show is called Swing and Cajun Style, and of course, we're talking about jazz right now. How much do you mix up all of these things, and what was the music, the sort of style of music you started to play?
When I started, it's exactly the same kind of music I'm playing now. It's a lot of traditional country, such as Hank Williams and George Jones and Buck Owens, and from around the 50s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. And then we play the Western swing music, the Bob Wills music from the 40s, 50s, and 30s before that. But Dixieland was also a big part of my background and my heritage, being from Louisiana. So we close our show with When the Saints Go Marching In, and we play Take the A-Train and In the Mood and, you know, a lot of different style songs. The other day we were working up Stardust, because these are the songs that we had to play at dances. When growing up in Louisiana, you had to play everything from Jolie Blonde to Stardust. And along the way, I learned all these songs. And we still do them today, and the folks love it. You know, it's music that people didn't get to hear too much anymore, especially live. And we enjoy doing that. So, and I know we'll get across, unfortunately, at the Bemin Opry, we don't have a whole lot of time to do a lot of that stuff, but we'll touch base on a little of all of it before we leave that night. And we have a good time doing it. Let me tell you, it's lots of fun.
Well, it sounds like it. And here's we heard one example of your band's playing, and we've got another one right now. You sent me a few things. What should we hear next?
Let's go with Barnyard Boogie, because Barnyard Boogie was an old Louis Jordan song that when I was working at Silver Dollar City a few years ago, I found myself in front of younger kids. So when we did songs like Rag Mop and Tater Pie, these younger kids were excited about it. So when I found this song, the kids really liked it, and we put it on our Swingin' Cajun Style CD, the Volume 2, and I still get requests for it, believe it or not, but it's a fun song.
And the Silver Dollar City you mentioned, that's a theme park at Branson.
Yes, it sure is. Been there for 50 years this year, so we're still getting a lot of folks in town that are celebrating that, and the whole ball of wax. All of Branson is doing so well these days, so...
I need to get over there sometime. My mom and stepfather were over there a couple of years ago, I think, and they just had a grand time.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place, and we're not back-to-back traffic anymore like we used to be, and there's a lot of good bypasses now. So it's not a frustrating trip as much as it's an enjoyable one, and loads of entertainment, all types of shows in Branson.
Including the Swingin' Cajun Style with Wade Benson Landry, my guest here on Live and Local, and it's the Barnyard Boogie here on FM 90.9. Tune called Barnyard Boogie with the Swingin' Cajun Style band of Wade Benson Landry. They are going to be at the Bement Country Opry this Saturday at, you know, I said 8 o'clock, and I'm actually not positive that's the start time, but you can get more information at BementCountryOpry.com, spelled pretty much how that sounds, and Mr. Landry, my guest here on this portion of Live and Local. What makes Cajun style in your case?
Mainly the way I play the fiddle. It's played more in when we do songs like Jolie Blonde and Diggy Liggy Low, and which we will play Saturday night, and Allons à Lafayette, Let's Go to Lafayette. It's just the style of the beat. It accents more of the two and four, if you're going to talk about it in a musical standpoint, but along with the music, we also sing in Cajun French and sing in actually bilingual, and then we tell Cajun stories as well about Thibodeau and Boudreaux. My ancestry, my heritage is a French background. My mom and dad spoke French before they spoke English. So naturally, when someone's thinking in French and speaking in English, it kind of come out like that. It sounds like you kind of talking a little bit like that. I usually tell the people, hold on to yourself tight because I'm fixing to pass this on you. I hope you can understood what I'm trying to tell you. So it's the whole ball of wax, you know. On the entertainment side, we do it in the Cajun style and in the fiddling. Now, on our show in Branson, we also have that Cajun accordion. Unfortunately, Adam is not able to go with us to Bement, so we'll have to do it without him. But like I said, we're kind of limited on time there. But it's a fun show. Those guys are good musicians. They know how to entertain, and we all just fit in so good.
Well, I was going to ask about the accordion, and glad you mentioned that. Are there other instruments? I mean, sometimes the washboard will show up, for example.
Yeah, that's right, and also the triangle, the tita-fa, they call it. It's a triangle that they use, and that comes from the authentic style of playing Cajun music, where they didn't have much for a rhythm instrument, so naturally they took spoons and whatever they could get out of the kitchen to make some rhythm, and that's where that comes from. And then in the Zydeco music, they decided to make one out of metal, and really use it now for a big part of their rhythm sound. We do some of that in the studio, but not as much of it live, because we keep a pretty small band. We keep our budget down, and that way it's kind of hard to do everything. But we still get the point across, and it makes everybody holler, "Hey!"
And so what's the band that they'll hear in Bement?
The band is the Bement Opry that's going to be performing there, and they'll be backing Teresa and I up.
Oh, I see. It's their own band.
Yes, yeah, they have a staff band. Miss Sandra Woolley is head of that department there, and she's a wonderful entertainer and guitar player herself. And this Opry has a wonderful following. I don't know how long this Opry's been going on, but I bet it's been a while. And they've been known to bring other Grand Ole Opry artists in there. I know Jeannie Seely was in there before, and they do quite well. And we also get a lot of folks from that part of the country that come to Branson. So a lot of the folks that were there last year were very familiar with what we do And I hope we get to see them again this year because they're good folks.
And you mentioned your wife, Teresa. She's a vocalist.
Yes, she is a wonderful vocalist. Like I said before, she spent time in Nashville. And her background is with her father as well, Cousin Put. Cousin Put, was a country music entertainer for at least over 40 years. And Teresa grew up singing traditional country music. And the thing of it is, she has a wonderful stage presence. And a lot of what we do, we try hard to entertain the folks in a visual sense as much as in a musical sense.
And I hear you have a comedy element to it.
Oh yeah, we tell our little Cajun jokes and we have a good time. You know, I'm the kind of guy that once I'm on stage, whatever I see happen in front of me, we'll run with it. You know. And you know as well as I do, after doing it for 25, 30 years, it all just comes natural. And I mean, it's almost more natural for me to be on stage than it is anywhere else. And, so we always having a good time with the people in the audience or the band members. But we have other little sticks and routines that Teresa and I have worked up. And, you know, and it's lots of fun. It really is. But that part of our show tends to head back to more of an old Grand Ole Opry style because that's what influenced us for so long and for so many years.
Well, I used to watch, you made me think of the television show Hee Haw just because of their mix-up of stories and jokes and skits and music, and my grandfather used to watch that all the time and slap his knee all the way through it.
And yeah, that's right. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And the Porter Wagoner show, you know, that was an influence on me when I was a kid, and I wanted to be Mac McGahey, that dance and fiddle player. And the people that come to see and hear country music, the old style of country music, that's what they expect. So it falls hand in hand, and it's a natural flow for Teresa and I to be able to do this with the people. And it's real blessing. I feel real blessed by God that I can do what I enjoy doing and make a living doing it, because I surely couldn't do it without him, that's for sure.
Well, let's hear another example of your performances here, a tune called Send Me the Pillow You Dream On.
A lot of folks will remember that, even folks that are not so familiar with country music. This song was such a big crossover back in the 50s when it came, late 50s when it came out, or mid-50s, I should say. I'm not quite sure about when Hank Locklear had the first hit on this. And it's a song that my dad sang all of his life, and you know, you can just see the people's eyes light up when you start it because they haven't heard it in so long. And it's lots of fun to do.
So some nostalgia, plenty of nostalgia in your show as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, Teresa's got just some wonderful harmony on this song as well. So I hope the folks enjoy it.
Wade and Teresa Landry here on Live and Local. Send Me the Pillow You Dream On with Wade Benson Landry and Teresa Landry and the band, Swingin' Cajun Style. They're going to be at the Bement Country Opry this Saturday evening in Bement. And Wade Landry's my guest here on Live and Local. And you were just telling me as we were listening to that you just picked up a couple of awards from a award organization, or whatever you call it, that I hadn't heard of.
Yes, it's kind of new. It's been around for probably only 2 or 3 years, but it's popular among the folks that will spend their winters down in the Rio Grande, around Mission, Texas, right on the Mexican border. They're called Winter Texans, and a lot of these folks that are their RVers that'll do that are the same ones that come to Branson, same type of folks that we'll find this Saturday evening in Bement. And what they've started is their own little awards program, and it's nominees through a local newspaper. And I've been fortunate enough to win Fiddle Player of the Year 2009 and 2010. So, and FAME is an acronym for Families Advocating Moral Entertainers. So I'm very proud. proud of that. That makes me feel really good that folks would think of me in that sense. And because, you know, we need a lot more of that in this world, especially in the world of entertainment, you know. I believe I can get up there and not ever say a bad word or anything like that. And I never want to offend anyone in the crowd. If I think of something and it might offend one person, I just do not do it because it's not worth it to me. And I guess that's an old style, Roy Acuff style or whatever type of entertainment. But it's one that I enjoy, and I'm proud of it. So I'm very grateful for this award.
So a lot less sex and swearing.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, I'm not going to say it don't get a little rough sometimes. But you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
You don't have to live that far on the edge to have a good time. But, you know, if something comes my way and it's a good line, I'm probably not going to pass on it.
Well, of course. If it's funny, it's funny.
That's right.
But you don't have to offend people in the process.
No, that's exactly where we're coming from.
Although you can't necessarily help what some people will choose to take offense at, because some people will take offense at anything.
Well, I've tried to learn my crowd. I've tried to learn that crowd between 50 and these days we get folks that are 80, 90 years old that are going strong. So between that crowd of 50 on up, I believe I know how to work them. I know how to give them and tell them what it's going to make them feel good about themselves and forget about their troubles for just a little while.
Before we go out on our last tune, you mentioned to me earlier that Teresa had spent some time in Nashville, and you spent a lot of time in Nashville, and you've got quite a list of well-known folks that you've performed with. You want to talk a little bit about your time there?
Sure. I got to Nashville in 1981 with Jimmy C. Newman due to his fiddle player that was retiring, Rufus Thibodeau. And from there, I was fortunate enough to get offers to go to work with George Jones. And I spent about 6 weeks with George. This was back when he was really not showing up. And then I got fortunate enough to be with Miss Tammy Wynette. And I was with Tammy for about 4 or 5 years. And, you know, along the way, once you're in the business, you get to know these people and you get to know the musicians. So you hear about jobs opening up. And that got me in with Dottie West. It got me on a number one record with the Oak Ridge Boys called It's Gonna Take a Lot of River. And along the way, I knew my future was gonna be more on stage than in a studio as a studio musician. So that was the decision to move into Branson and try to do my own thing. And along the way, I still got to work with great stars like Buck Trent. And I worked about 3 years with Mel Tillis. So I've been very fortunate, you know, and I'm very grateful for that experience and to get to know those people.
And now your show in Branson is called Swingin' Cajun Style.
It's at the Godden Country Theater. That's right. And this show runs Monday through Friday, April through December. And I tell you what, if the folks are interested, they can email me at wadebensonlandry@live.com. And I'd sure love to hear from them. It's wadebensonlandry@live.com.
And you do have a website as well?
Sure do. It's in the process of getting revamped to where it'll all work. But hopefully by the end of this year, we'll have that going. And we're just having a great time, man. And I do want to invite all the folks that are listening to come and see us. I promise you, you'll have a good time. And I tell you why, because I'm going to have a good time.
And they won't be able to help it.
That's exactly right.
It's Wade and Teresa Landry going to be at the Bement Country Opry Saturday night. For more information, BementCountryOpry.com. And let's go out with one more tune.
Jambalaya on the Bayou.
Actually, I think we did that one first. We're going to do...
Oh, did we already?
Yeah,
oh, well, let me tell you about that. That's right. I'm sorry.
Alligator
I know what
Man, I think, is the one.
Yeah, Alligator Man is an old Jimmy C. Newman song that once I play it for somebody, they just love this song. And we still play it on the show every day, and we'll play it Saturday night. It's a great song, Alligator Man.
It'll be a great lot of fun, and it's been great fun talking to you.
I appreciate your help, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us.
All right.
Wade Benson Landry on Live and Local. It's Alligator Man with his swinging Cajun style band on Live and Local. Swingin' Cajun Style with Wade Benson Landry, Alligator Man, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our programs are made possible in part with support from Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting audiences to enjoy Krannert Uncorked, a weekly free wine tasting almost every Thursday at 5 p.m. in the lobby. More information can be found at krannertcenter.com. On Monday's show, we're going to be having in our studio live Gloria Rubel, and she is a singer, guitarist, and is bringing along a bass player with her. She'll be playing live, and I've got quite a nice lineup next week in general with a number of live performances of things up and coming, and also just some performers who are generally active in our area and they're just coming in to do some playing for our radio audience. So I hope you look forward to that every Monday through Friday, live and local from 12 to 1. And I'm going to give you a number of activities that you can go out and see and hear, whether it's theater or music, in our area this weekend, including at Urbana High School, called My Favorite Year, put on by the theater department there, 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, and I believe on Sunday. I didn't bring what did I do with my page? It has the Sunday schedule on. I'll have to bring that in after we listen to our next music. There's a Brazilian music night with Desafinado, Bachecalado, Samba Soul, and Bossa Nuevo at the Canopy Club in Urbana on Goodwin Avenue. That's from 5 to 9 this evening. Jefferson Middle School is putting on Disney's Beauty and the Beast Jr. Jefferson Middle School is in Champaign. That is at 7:30 tonight, and then twice tomorrow, 2 o'clock and 7:30. Grassroots Revival is playing in Oakwood at the Kickapoo Landing at Kickapoo State Park. That's tonight at 5:30. And it's the Hangin' at the Hangar 1940-style big band dance with the Bud Vandiver Band and the Sandy Hackle Orchestra tomorrow in Rantoul at the Chanute Air Museum. That is from 5 to 10. Actually, I think it starts 5:30 to 10 tomorrow night. The Young and the Fretless are playing old-time music at Strawberry Fields in Urbana. That's from 11 to 1, just on Springfield Avenue between Springfield and Main Street. And I'll have a few more other items for you coming up. We've got the Writer's Almanac at a minute past 1 o'clock, and then classical music for you at 1:06. I'm going to squeeze in a couple of recordings of bands that we've either, musicians we've either had in our studio or have talked about in our studio and played recordings of theirs. This one is of the latter, because we couldn't get the entire Latin Jazz Ensemble from the University of Illinois in the studio, but here is a cut from their Art of the Dance CD. And I pulled up here a tune by Paquito de Rivera called I Remember Diz. And leader of UI Latin Jazz Ensemble is Tito Carrillo, heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. We'll be right back. I remember Diz, music by by Paquito de Rivera, performed under the leadership of Tito Carrillo and Ricardo Flores. That was the University of Illinois Latin Jazz Ensemble from their disc called Art of the Dance. Heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And we've got quite a bit more going on this weekend that I will mention here. A Few Good Men is the play at the Rantoul, put on by the Rantoul Theater Group. Performances tonight at 8 o'clock and tomorrow also at 8, and then Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Darden Purcell is playing jazz with her combo. She's the singer at the Iron Post in Urbana. That is at 5 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow at the Iron Post, it's the traditional jazz orchestra. I actually brought in the Iron Post schedule because they've got so much wonderful music going on just about all the time. They're at 6 o'clock tomorrow. And then also on Sunday at 5 o'clock, the Iron Post, it is called Stakeout with the Music of Django Reinhardt. And then they pick up again on Tuesday. The Arcadia Chamber Players are performing tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock each evening at the home of their pianist, Deborah Suter. I was just told yesterday that I believe they are full for tonight, but there are still tickets available, still seats available for tomorrow night's performance, and you can call 384-0568. That's area 217-384-0568. What else do we have here? The Urbana Pops Orchestra is holding auditions for its summer series. It's a new venture in Urbana. The Phillips Recreation Center in Urbana is hosting those Saturday and Sunday. And to schedule a time and get more information, go to urbanapops.org. And I think that's what I've got on my calendar for this weekend. I'm sure there's much more. Please send us your calendar items to willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's W-I-L-L calendar at illinois.edu. Tell us about both events that you're involved in or that you know about, or about specific organizations, performing arts organizations that you think maybe would be good candidates for interview and maybe coming to play live here on the show. I'd love to know about them. willcalendar@illinois.edu. And if you are within the sound of my voice, then we're interested in knowing about what's going on in your community. One of my favorite guests was the guitarist Tommy Emmanuel. This is a tune called Jolly Swagman.